This is SBS News in Easy English. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. 15 primary schools and 3 preschools in Canberra have been abruptly closed over fears of asbestos contamination. 5 other schools have been partially shut. Asbestos testing will be carried out while the schools are shut down. The concern relates to a coloured sand product imported from China used for sensory play and craft at the schools. WorkSafe ACT says the risk is low, but they are acting in a precautionary manner, just in case. A new study says overseas-born people and international visitors struggle to understand warnings presented on beach signs. About one-third of the 357 drowning deaths in Australia in financial year 2024 to 2025 were people born overseas. The Monash University study suggests some of the terms used in beach safety may have to be revised to make them easier to understand, and signs saying things like a beach is closed or not to swim should be in red rather than yellow. French President Emmanuel Macron, officials and members of the public have paid tribute to the memory of the 90 people killed inside the Bataclan concert hall 10 years ago. The assault on the Bataclan by IS gunmen was one of a series of attacks across the French capital, which started with suicide bomb blasts outside the French sports stadium. Paris Mayor Anne Hidalgo says even now she can't walk through those places without seeing that night again.
It really changed our lives, because it's true that I belong to those generations that never experienced war, never saw scenes of such violence, with death, people killed by bullets, weapons of war. So yes, it was like plunging into a world that wasn't our own. And undoubtedly for Paris too, losing some of its lightheartedness because the terrorists wanted to attack this culture of ours. The culture of joy, of celebration, of diversity, of sharing, of music.
The UN says Israel must do more to protect mosques in the West Bank after one was attacked by Israeli settlers. Graffiti was scrawled on the mosque and Qurans burnt in the attack in the Palestinian town of Deir Isteya. Israel says it's investigating but hasn't identified any suspects yet. UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric says it's up to Israel to keep the Palestinians living in the area safe.
Israel, as the occupying power, has a responsibility to protect the civilian population and ensure that those responsible for these attacks, including this attack on a mosque and the spray painting of horrendous language on a mosque, be brought to account.
In rugby union, Australian coach Joe Schmidt says he's picked veteran James O'Connor at fly half for this weekend's match against Ireland in Dublin to try and improve a struggling Wallabies side. O'Connor replaces Carter Gordon, who suffered from a tight quadricep muscles in Australia's last match, which ended in defeat to Italy. Schmidt says the fact that O'Connor was just enjoying some time away from the squad actually works in his favour right now. And that's SBS News in Easy English.